This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. A tsunami has killed more than 280 and left well over 1,000 injured and many missing. It hit the Indonesian islands of Java and Sumatra after a volcanic eruption. Reuters' David Doyle reporting.
Authorities say the western coast of Banten province has been hardest hit. As night fell on Sunday evening, rescue efforts continued, but workers and ambulances were finding it difficult to reach some affected areas because roads have been blocked by debris from damaged homes, upturned vehicles, and fallen trees.
Robin Andrews, a London-based volcanologist and science writer, tells us that he is likely the results of an eruption of the Krakatoa volcano.
It's a very active volcano, and it's been erupting for a while, and it looks like a rather large explosion coincided with the tsunami. And what people think is that part of the volcano either fell into the sea, or something already underwater sort of moved forwards as magma kind of intruded into the volcano, and that caused a tsunami.
On April, and actually September 28th, an earthquake and tsunami hit near the city of Palu, that's on the island of Sulawesi, killing 2,500, displacing about 70,000. An advanced UN truce monitoring team on the ground in the port of Hodeidah in Yemen to keep watch on the ceasefire and deal. Both sides will be hopefully withdrawing from the city. Meantime, the UN says about 16 million people are in desperate need as a result of the civil conflict. Coalition of unions in Sudan says it plans to paralyze the government and doctors and other hospital workers planning to stay off the job today and only deal with emergencies, coalition urging street protest to continue against the government. This is VOA News. The U.S. federal government is in a third day of a partial shutdown, and that will not end until after the Christmas holiday as it stands now, when it's expected that Congress and President Trump will try to agree to a resolution on a funding impasse. The sticking point is money for a wall on the U.S. border with Mexico. President wants Congress to allocate $5.7 billion toward a southern border wall. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says his political party opposes Mr. Trump's request.
President Trump, if you want to open the government, you must abandon the wall. Plain and simple. The Senate's not interested in swindling American taxpayers for an unnecessary, ineffective, and wasteful policy.
On ABC's This Week, acting White House Chief of Staff and Office of Management and Budget Director Mick Mulvaney, when asked about President Trump's campaign promise that Mexico would pay for the wall, says it does not work that way.
I can't spend any money at the Office of Management and Budget. The Department of Homeland Security can't actually spend money from Mexico. We have to get it from the Treasury.
Congress has refused the president's request for a down payment on the $20 billion wall Mr. Trump says will thwart illegal immigration. As Ukraine enters its fifth winter of conflict, the United Nations is saying that civilians continue to be victimized by widespread human rights violations and abuse perpetrated by both the government and the Russian-backed rebels in Donetsk and Luhansk in eastern Ukraine. Lisa Schlein reporting now from the UN in Geneva.
Ukraine's civil conflict, which began April 2014, appears to be at a stalemate. However, this has not stopped the warring parties from subjecting the civilian population to gross violations of human rights on both sides of the contact line. This refers to the 500-kilometer line of separation between Ukrainian forces and Russian-backed separatist rebels. The UN has documented hundreds of abuses of the right to life, deprivation of liberty, and forced disappearance, torture and ill-treatment, sexual violence, and unlawful or arbitrary detention. The report describes the hardships endured by the population due to Ukraine's worsening economic situation. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
President Trump is saying that Deputy Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan will become the acting chief on January 1st, replacing Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, who announced his resignation last week. Get more on that story and all the hour's news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.